Simon & Schuster Audio presents 438 Days, An Extraordinary True Story of Survival at Sea by Jonathan Franklin. Read by George Newbern.
Chapter 1. The Sharkers. His name was Salvador, and he arrived with bloody feet, said he was looking for work, anything to start. But to those who saw the newcomer arrive, he looked like a man on the run. Salvador Alvarenga had walked on rocks for 6 full days along the Mexican coastline to reach the beach village of Costa Azul. He carried only a small backpack, and his clothes were worn. From the moment he entered Costa Azul in the fall of 2008, he felt a deep sense of relief. The mangrove swamps, nearby cornfields, crashing ocean, and protected lagoon reminded him of his home in El Salvador, but here no one wanted to kill him. Only a few hundred people lived in the beachside community, though it was densely populated by flocks of migrating birds, many making the 2,000-mile annual journey south from California. Thousands of sea turtles embarked from coastal hatcheries to breed and migrate, some making the 12,000-mile swim across the Pacific Ocean to China. The town was half ecotourism paradise, half lawless Wild West, ideal cover for a man trying to escape his past and embark on a new life. Quick with a smile and a helping hand, the round-faced, light-skinned Alvarenga arrived without a visa or working papers, so he pretended to be Mexican. He vigorously defended the lie if anyone questioned his story. Once when Mexican policemen stopped him and suggested he was a foreigner, Alvarenga broke out with a stanza from the Mexican national anthem. War without truce against who would attempt to blemish the honor of the fatherland. War, the patriotic banners saturated in waves of blood. Alvarenga had a terrible singing voice made worse by an overdose of confidence. His rendition was off-key and overflowing with nationalistic pride. Convinced by the enthusiasm of his off-the-cuff performance, the police released him. Costa Azul is a lost corner of Chiapas, Mexico's poorest state and a region where emigrants tend not to stop as they continue on the long trek north to the United States. Few arrivals see much of an economic salvation in the tattered local economy. But the 30-year-old Alvarenga wasn't looking at land. His eyes were focused on the Pacific Ocean, and had been since he was 11 years old and had run away from school to live at the beach with friends. Costa Azul would serve not as home, but as home base. He would launch seaward for multi-day ocean journeys to the richest remaining fishing grounds along Mexico's plundered coastal ecosystems. Insulated from the fury of the Pacific Ocean by a miles-long island that creates a natural lagoon, and surrounded by tangled mangrove forests untouched by loggers, thousands of fish inhabit this postcard-perfect lagoon, discovering only too late their fatal error when speared alive on the knife-sharp bill of a blue heron or crushed in the jaws of a crocodile. Like the migrating birds, Alvarenga was attracted to the protected lagoon and its unending supply of easy-to-catch fish. From afar, it gleamed like a refuge. While vicious storms roared offshore, sometimes lasting for weeks, the mangrove jungles absorbed and sheltered this small community. Like the eye of a hurricane, Costa Azul's beauty had an eerie ability to disguise imminent danger. "Going out to sea might seem simple, but it is a monster you must face," explains a colleague of Alvarenga known as El Hombre Lobo, the Wolfman. "If you are going to face the sea, you have to be ready for all it can toss at you, including the wind, a storm, or a big animal that might eat you. All those dangers. People go out for these little seaside trips. That is not the ocean. The ocean is out there past 120 kilometers, 70 miles. The folks on the beach here live comfortable. They go to sleep in a bed, but out there you feel terror. Even in your chest you feel it. Your heart beats different." Though Alvarenga arrived in Costa Azul by walking across sharp rocks and through thick coastal swamps,